It's Friday, the 10th of April, 8 a.m. What can I say? Another stunning morning. Beautiful clear blue skies. A chill in the air, the early morning air. In the shade, that is. But as soon as I step sideways into full sun, you can feel that heat. Even at 8 a.m. in the morning, the power of the sun, it's beautiful. It's lovely, it's gorgeous. A little blue tit is flitting on the tree to my right, looking for the beasties for breakfast. Blue tit's version of Cheerios or Cocoa Pops. It's a slight breeze. I think it's just the thermals beginning to kick in with the sun. But it's very, very light. It's beautiful. What a morning to step out the back door with a hot muggy tea. Feeling pretty good this morning. Thinking back to yesterday morning, I remember what I said. Well, I vaguely remember what I said. This morning's different. This morning, I feel very positive. Even though there's a demand being put on me externally. I say demand, it's not a demand, it's, but I feel it as a demand. No. I would have felt it as a demand this morning. Oh my god. I'm looking up to a big wood pigeon on top of the telegraph pole, but beyond that, I see a Bernie Goldbach vision. I can't hear it. Four engine jet liner cruising south, leaving a beautiful, tiny trail of only two. So, four jet engines make two wee, tiny sliver trails through the sky, like a snail leaving a trail behind it. And it's a beautiful sight because that jet's been lit up by the sun. I'll tell you what, it ain't enough travelling. Way out of sight already. Fascinating to watch the trails too, to see what they do. Bend and shape in the high altitude winds. To be honest with you, that trail isn't doing an awful lot. Oh, that hurt the neck though. Oh dear lord, that hurt. It's not putting the head back, it's when you go to bring the head forward again, the pain kicks in. Oh. I'm now looking straight down at my muggy tea because I have to reset the arthritic joints. But it's beautiful. And that tree to the right I was talking about, I'm not quite sure what kind of tree it is. It's not, I usually know trees. It forms gazillions of beautiful silvery catkins. I really must get my book out and find out. I'm getting lazy about things. I want to know it, but I can't be bothered looking it up. So this morning, I'm feeling really good. Someone slipped me a Mickey Finn. Savour this moment. Write it down. put a gold star against this piece of Oreo. Remember when you felt this good in the morning? I guess it was just we had such a positive day yesterday. Things went swingingly well, as you say. The weather's been fantastic. I got along. Oh my lord, his mouth's gone. I got an awful lot of work done externally yesterday, around the house, garden. Tidying up basically and ripping down a great big beautiful ivy that I loved, but was beginning to, let's just say, invade. So, and I was doing that in glorious sunshine, and I remember being up the ladder and just stopping for a moment and saying, you know, this is what waiting for the spring and late spring and summer is all about, when you can feel the sun burning through your back right to the marrow. And then this morning's weather, and I've got things happening today which I might relate, most likely will relate later, and if that goes as planned, it'll be another very positive day. Dear Lord, for many's a morning like this I would pray to start up the morning on a bright sunny day. I just made that up, wasn't that clever of me? I must be feeling good. I'm in buoyant and flippant mood. God, there's another one, and that was unintentional. There's someone else inside my head. It wasn't me that got out of bed. Goodness grief, how far can I continue? How far is this going to run? As I stand before the sun. A glorious morn. No, I'm not doing another one. Although one came to my head, but I'm not going to do another one. I'm alright with two liners. I'm not Paul O'Mahony. I saw two butterflies yesterday. Well, I saw more than two butterflies, but they were always individuals. But I saw two butterflies yesterday. Flitting as a couple, as you like, in the garden. That was lovely to see. And the big bumblebees, there's been quite a few of those. And I drained the pond down yesterday, not fully. I need to drain the final depths out with a submersible pump, which I should still have, and start a fresh total clean out, and then start afresh. So that's given me a kind of incentive and feel good factor as well. But I have to put it all down to the weather, really. Being able to do so much outside in glorious, dry, sunny weather does make an awful difference. So, and my chives, as I turn round and look at my wee herb garden, my little strawberry, it's not strawberries, it I can't remember. There's a label in there somewhere. It produces these beautiful trilobe. Well, it's not actually trilobe. It's three little leaves that form a trilobe, if you like. And they are green, but they're silvery towards the edges. And it shoves out little individual flowers throughout the summer that look like the flowers of a strawberry plant. It's not a strawberry plant. Marjoram. Chives, oh my goodness, the chives are well out. Oh, not flowering yet, but they're ready. I need to sample a wee bit of that today. Everything's just great. Friday, the 10th of April. A good day. Well, a good morning. A very good morning. Could we say a super sublime, stupendous morning? Mrs. Blackbird is atop the west fence to my right. And she's giving herself a right wee preen. And every few seconds she stops and cricks her neck all different directions, checking for intruders. Now she's come down to the grass for a bite to eat. Oh, she's starving. Take your time.